Now, it is time.
This is Heat Radio's Hot or Not podcast with Andy Peters.
Hi, this is Andy Peters. Thank you for downloading the first ever Hot or Not podcast. All the best bits from our latest show plus some extra goodies you didn't hear on air. We'll have even more of Daniel Powter as you get to hear what me and him talked about off the air. Plus, we'll have an amazing competition only available to you, our discerning Hotcast listener. So enjoy the first Hot or Not podcast.
Right, here we go. Live from Heat Towers.
Entertaining the nation.
Heat Radio.
Right, okay, it's Monday night. Good evening, I'm Andy Peters. This is Heat Radio and Hot or Not, where we would like to talk to you, the discerning listener at home, about television. And when one talks television, there is only one person to talk to. That person is, of course, the TV editor of Heat magazine, Boyd Hilton. Boyd, good evening.
Good evening, what a build-up.
This week, we're going to dedicate our time to one TV show today, aren't we?
Yes.
And the TV show in question is Merlin.
Yes, this is the big new Saturday night show on BBC One. So we've had Robin Hood, we've had Doctor Who, you know, Tea Time, Saturday evening show, All the Family, Fantasy, and this is the big new one, Merlin. It's kind of Merlin as a young man. He just arrives in Camelot, and it's all about, you know, he meets Richard Wilson, who helps him out, and he meets the big dragon. And, you know, it's kind of his adventures as a young man. It's a cunning reimagination, I think one might say, of Merlin.
Did you like it?
I enjoyed it. The kid who plays Merlin is good.
He's brilliant.
Quite big ears. But it's similar to Robin Hood. It's limited to that setting. So it just hasn't got that Doctor Who thing of being able to go anywhere and do anything. Mm. The amazing thing about Doctor Who. But within the confines of the setting, it is really enjoyable. Incredibly enjoyable, really good production values, and yeah, it's good.
Well, I have to say, Liam Wright, who writes in your magazine, he gives it 4 stars,
yes.
And you gave Hole in the Wall 4 stars. I have to say I'm more on Liam's page than yours, considering I'm in episode 2 of Hole in the Wall. But anyway, you know that bloke you called Big Ears?
Yeah.
He is actor Colin Morgan. Colin's on the line. Hi, Colin.
Hello, Andy.
How are you?
Yeah, really, really good. I can hear you all really well.
So you're Irish, Colin. You don't sound Irish in the show at all.
No, I'm not doing an Irish accent, did it? Yeah, they wanted to kind of have a bit more of a sort of neutral. Yeah, they kind of went for that style. So I had to unfortunately lose the Irishness.
Well, not unfortunate, because otherwise Merlin would have looked a bit silly.
what are you saying about the Irish?
No, not at all. It was more your ears I was thinking of, Colin, if the truth be known.
Thanks, Andy. I mean, you've got. I really appreciate that.
Colin. But your ears—they've made your. Have they electronically enhanced your ears?
Yes, they have.
I knew it.
They're not that big in real life.
You need to be like Beyonce and just sue them. You'd make a fortune. So, how did you get the part? Was it a very long process?
No, they like my ears, and they just thought, yeah, that's what we want. So, it was a process over, you know, about 5 weeks going in, sort of auditioning, and obviously, you know, you get more and more attached to something as it goes along, and I really, really wanted it, so I was just lucky that they gave me the part. So.
Now, obviously, it's going to be a BBC One Saturday night show. You've seen what's happened to people like Leona Lewis, Doctor Who... I mean, the world's your oyster after this, hopefully. I've seen it, by the way, Colin, and I genuinely think it's very good. I think it's excellent. I really enjoyed it.
Cool. Yeah, I mean, it's really good fun to do. And, you know, I think anybody who likes, you know, sort of that kind of action, sort of high special effects, you know, a bit of comedy, drama in there, and anybody who even likes, you know, Arthurian legend, has an interest in that, I think are going to enjoy it.
Well, look, listen, Big Ears, it's been fantastic to talk to you.
Thank you very much.
Au revoir, monsieur.
Bonne
nuit.
Weekdays from 2 p.m. on Heat Radio. Join Rachel Hopper for a celebrity-packed afternoon with the newest and hottest music around. The Diet Coke Break. Weekdays from 2 p.m. on Heat Radio.
Right, rewind time now here on Hot or Not, where I'm going to take you through the stories making the headlines in a previous year of Heat history. And thanks to your detailed celeb knowledge, plus the way you love music, I'm going to play you 2 rewind tracks. I am sure that you will be able to work out what the year is, okay? So here are the clues. In the magazine this week, well, on the cover, it says Posh versus Jerry, the feud that just won't die. And there's also a picture of Kate Winslet carrying a baby. Now, normally, what I do is I look at this sort of at 5:30 this afternoon. I would have looked at this, but today I decided just to look at it fresh. So let's turn a couple of pages and we'll stop here. Okay, there's a party for Moulin Rouge. Heat was the only magazine allowed full access to the amazing post-premiere party of Moulin Rouge. There's a nice picture of Nicole Kidman and Ewan McGregor. Let's see what the stars were wearing. From brassy to classy, or from brassy to classy, pictures of Denise Van Outen, the transformation she's made, Kelly Brook, Jerry Halliwell, and Martin McCutcheon. I didn't know Martin was so so ample in the... You know, anyway, you know what I'm trying to say. There's a picture of Tom and Penny's new love nest, Tom Cruise and Penelope Cruz, in this issue of Heat magazine from a year gone by, have spent an amazing £100,000 a month renting a house in Beverly Hills. How awesome is that? There's also an advert for Big Brother Uncut 2. Is that a clue? Has that helped you think what the year is? And the big double page spread, Jerry versus Posh. As I said, lots of stories and recaps of moments when Jerry and Victoria were not getting on. I'm just going to try and find you the fashion page. Just have a quick... Oh, here we are. Here's a good picture. Thursday, the 4th of September, but in what year? Brian from Big Brother wandering around London's Sloane Street with lots and lots of carrier bags from very expensive shops. So, do you think you know what the year was? Do you need another clue? Okay, in this year, the star style was caps and hats and odd things that people wore on their head. Hats, caps. That's what it was, but what was the year?
Do it. Like what you're hearing? Get a bigger entertainment fix every day from Heat Radio. You can get us on DAB Digital Radio, Sky 0179, Freeview 714, and at heatradio.com.
So it's time to welcome our special guest on Hot or Not. It's an artist who exploded onto the music scene 3 years ago at the relatively late age of 34.
Relatively? That just means I'm older now.
Yeah, exactly. Well, by my eyes, it makes you 37.
I'm ancient.
Yeah, you are, but not as ancient as me. You had a single called Bad Day.
Right.
It was a massive hit, had more radio play in the last 5 years in this country than any other song. Your new album, I'm talking to you about you now.
Yeah.
Your new album, did you know, is called... Under the Radar. It's in my left hand now. Here it is. Look at that, Daniel.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, he's back again, sitting in the same seat. It's Daniel Powter.
Yay.
Thank you. Daniel, first, lovely to see you again.
Thank you for having me.
Because we go back a long way.
We do, BBC.
Yeah, Top of the Pops.
Top of the Pops.
I'll have who's available? Daniel's available? Book him. But Andy, the song's going down. I don't care. Book Daniel Powter.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, let's talk about the song Bad Day, because for many people, it's going to be, oh, he's the one who did that song.
Right.
Or they're going to be thinking, is my antiperspirant working?
Right.
One of the two.
Right, exactly.
Obviously, you've heard the Right Guard advert. Boom, but you had a bad time.
I haven't seen that yet.
Do you know...
You said it's genuinely awful.
It's not awful. What I like is I just sing your song throughout the whole thing. I'm just going, but you had a bad day.
So did they portray somebody not smelling very good?
Right Guard is a good one. So if you're having a bad day...
Oh, I see.
If you're having a bad... You would use their product to make you better.
In any way. You just put... Right Guard on, you're feeling great.
Yeah,
I got you.
Yeah, you know. See, that was almost an endorsement. I'd be careful if I were you. You want to get your managers on the case. So, what happened to you after? Where have you been?
I took a big break. I had 2.5 years on the road. After I left the UK, I was a lot in Southeast Asia for a long period of time, touring there and all over the place. And so the record just kept going and going and going. And I finally just said, you know what? I think the world needs a big break from Daniel Powter. I need a big break from Daniel Powter. So I took a year and a half off, and then jumped back in the studio with Linda Perry. Thank God she took me on and started me from scratch. You know, I learned how to write the record again. You know, in a sober way, because I wasn't sober at the time when I was finishing. I had a hard time.
Was that because you weren't prepared for the success? I mean, because we in the UK, we'd never really heard of you. This song comes out and is massive. The reason you were on Top of the Pops five times is because, you know, like this radio station, they research every single song and people say, I like listening to that song.
Right.
So it just became massive.
Right. Right. And it eclipsed me as an artist. You know, I mean, I started playing music when I was 4 years old. And when a song does that and it kind of leads the way in such a way, you feel like the Wizard of Oz in a certain respect. And I think it was important for me to get away from it, that so that that way I could learn how to write again and come from a place that's got a little bit more authenticity to it, you know. And I think that's what this record is. And Linda Perry was extremely on top of me, not literally, but on top of the idea of me, you know, coming from that perspective and stretching me. So I think we did that with this album. I'm really proud of it. And I think that's why I took the time off, is to sort of let people
forget about Bad
Day.
Yeah,
forget about me. You know, I was tired of me. You know, yeah. I needed a break, and it was overwhelming.
Oh, I'm a bit tired of you now, myself. Okay. I'm having a little sit down already over this. Let's be honest. I just want to keep singing. But you had a bad. It is in the past, and you have moved forward. It's a very different sound on this album.
Right.
It sounds like that was a conscious decision, or a decision that happened around you because of you evolving as a person.
I think Linda had a lot to do with the sound of this album. She was extremely. And we took 8 months to make it. It's a long time to be in a recording studio these days, so we'll never recoup it. But I mean, I get the label people in here, but it's the most important
thing. She's
reading
Heat magazine,
right? Is you know, it's a throwback record in the sense that we sat there with 16-piece string orchestras, and when we wanted to sort of experiment with timpani players, we did all that stuff, and I was lucky to have the support to be able to do that. So.
Right.
I think the big way, the reason the sound's that way is because of Chad Blake and Linda Perry. You know?
So when you go to somebody like Linda Perry, I mean, you obviously, as an artist, have to invest in her
right.
to make you sound good. But, you know, you're a writer, a performer. Right. You know, did you ever fight? Did you ever think, no, I know best? Or do you literally say, come on, I'll leave it up to you. I'm in a kind of crazy place at the moment. I want you to make sure this is me at my best.
Well, I had to, first of all, audition in a sense that I had to almost... I went in there, and the first thing she said to me was, what do you want? And then the second thing she said to me is, I didn't like your first album.
Oh.
So I knew right away that that was the person that I wanted to work with, you know? I needed that humility. But I was standing in the way. I mean, the reason it took 8 months is because I couldn't get out of my own way, you know? And eventually, when I handed the reins over to her... and realize that, you know, she's much better at this than I am. That's when things started to really go. And I'm really thankful that she did that, you know.
She sounds like an amazing woman.
She's very, very honest and extremely tough. When I wasn't performing well, you know, she was like pulling me out of the studio. You know, if I wasn't playing well, she pulled me out of the studio and she read me the riot act many times. So it was definitely an emotional and difficult experience, but at the same time, a really wonderful one.
If you've got a favourite song stuck in your head, listen to Rob on You Control the Heat, Monday to Thursday from 5:30. To get your favourite song, go to heatradio.com now.
This is Heat.
Okay, we've got a competition now exclusive to everybody who's decided to download the Hot or Not Hotcast. A special platinum prize pack with all the goodies we normally have up for grabs, but with even more prizes on top, including Russell Brand's first Hollywood film, and maybe his last, judging by his MTV performance, Forgetting Sarah Marshall on DVD, Street Kings with Keanu Reeves, Smart People featuring Sarah Jessica Parker, Flashbacks of a Fall with Daniel Craig, a goodie bag featuring the DVD of Three and Out with Mackenzie Crook, the film's CD soundtrack, the book it's based on, and a Frankie Bunny from the film, I've no idea, The Air I Breathe starring Sarah Michelle Gellar, Grey's Anatomy Series 3, Frasier Series 11, ER Series 12, the Tin Man miniseries with Alan Cumming, a rock and roller goodie bag with a t-shirt and a CD soundtrack, new albums from Katy Perry, Daniel Powter, guest on the show later, Gym Class Heroes, Neo, The Streets, and Nelly, plus new books from Gordon Ramsay, Lynn, mother of Britney Spears, Christopher Biggins, Trini and Susanna, and a signed album from Daniel Powter and 5 extra CDs and DVDs. All of this could be yours. To win our special Hotcast competition, just answer this question. In our exclusive Daniel Powter Unheard interview clips, what did he say his favourite colour was? Were you listening carefully? All you've got to do is send us an email to studio@heatworld.com with the answer and all of your contact details, and you could be our first Hotcast competition winner.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Heat.
Have you guessed it? What was the year? The rewind year was 2001. The Heat magazine itself, from September the 15th to September the 21st, 2001. Who'd have thought all of that took place 7 years ago?
Join Paul Coit weekdays from 9 a.m. with Out of the Blue with Ford. He's got the newest music and hottest celebrity guests only on Heat Radio.
Nice song, Daniel Powter. New song, Next Plane Home, from his new album, Under the Radar, on which, on the cover, when you see it, there's lots of bubbles. Daniel in his trademark hat. You always wear a hat, don't you?
I do. Yeah.
And I seem to remember the one time I saw you without your hat, you've got hair.
Yeah.
Yeah, you, oh, I can actually see hair.
I've got scars.
That's what I remember. Yeah, that's right.
I like it though. Huh? You know, so it's yeah, that's a photo that Markku Lanamarkki did from
who?
A gentleman from Helsinki. He's a very well-known photographer, and so he agreed to do that picture. It took him, I mean, it looks like he did it quickly, but it took him a month to make that.
Really?
Yeah, all the bubbles are actually real.
Oh, don't be so ridiculous.
They are, and then they're made from plexiglass, and then they superimposed them that way, but all the reflections and everything were done at the right angle. So, I mean, for the tradesman, you know, you're not going to really notice those things, but for freaks like me, you know, you pick up on that stuff. So.
Okay. Blimey. Anyway, look, on the album, let's have a quick look. It says, reading this. With thanks to Linda Perry, my mentor, who you've mentioned in a very good light. I love you. Thank you to the... Who are the Kung Fu staff? Is that like the local Chinese
news? Yes.
Is it lit, really?
No, they're that's the studio.
I was hoping it really was. Okay, let's... Who else is on here? Tom Whaley. What does he do?
Tom Whaley's the president, the CEO of...
Of the record company.
Yes. Okay. You always got to thank the president. Otherwise, you know.
Yeah, otherwise, use out. Mike Green.
Mike Green was the guy that I did the first initial sort of pre-production songs with before I went to Linda.
And just, I must ask, did you actually write this? I always wondered, did you actually write this thanks
No.
Who wrote it?
No.
You did Linda Perry.
I mean, I tell people who I'm thanking and the important people, but yeah, I don't put every little...
You delegated.
I delegated.
Loving that, Daniel. High five. Loving the fact he delegated the thank you list, because that's what I'd do. I'd be like, thanks to my manager, she's the only one that counts.
Right.
Quite, even the whole management company, don't like the rest of it. Only George who looks after me. Only one. This is Heat. Okay, look, Daniel, it's time for Hot or Not, the hot list. I'm going to say some things to you. You've got to tell me if they are hot or not.
Okay.
Okay, whatever you think, first thing that comes into mind, say what you like.
Right.
We don't care. Okay? Spare no one.
Okay.
Right. First of all, the color green.
Hot.
Why?
The new black.
Thank you very much. Okay. Next, people making jokes about what kind of day you're having.
That's kind of... I don't care.
Really?
Yeah. Actually,
day.
No, I'm going to go nod on that one.
Okay.
It was good 2.5 years ago.
Yeah, okay. Can I just say, sorry, Philip, the producer, be like, oh, Andy, what? Shut up. We've got to be off by now.
No,
I'm getting
good.
A bit upset that you're not loving Bad Day as a song anymore. Because don't laugh. I'm genuinely feeling that you've let go, and I'm still like clutching onto the past.
You own those songs now, man. I mean, those are all adopted by everybody but me. You know, it's not like I still like it, but it's not like when I go back to my piano in the living room. Sit down and go, everybody, just hold on a second. Cleaning staff, let me see if I can rip a chorus off a Bad Day for you. You know, I don't play it anymore. I'm happy about it.
Okay, forget what you just said. You said one thing that now has put you in a completely different stratosphere for me.
What?
Cleaning staff. Marvellous. Daniel Fowler, that's cleaning staff. I've only got Sabrina, staff, sit down whilst I do a recital.
We're very eccentric at home.
Dum, 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 dum. There was the moment I needed you most. Is that it?
There was that's close enough.
Oh, can
close
we just
enough.
Do a little bit? Just me and you.
Where was the moment?
Oh, wait. I've got to get ready.
Which key are we going to do it in? Because you keep changing the key every time you sing.
Where?
Down there? What am I, a bass tone? Where was the
moment? Okay, where do I?
Where?
Yeah, where,
there you go.
Where was the moment? Okay, hang on. Let me do the piano. Dum 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 dum. Where was the moment I needed you most? Oh, wicked. Simon, what do you think? So I've got the X Factor. Sorry. Okay. Well, look, Daniel,
I would be booted off that show. I would never make it. I wouldn't make the cut.
Oh, come on.
I'm serious. They're like ruthless. There's some of those people are like, I mean, they always show the really horrible singers, but there's a few that were like, I don't think I could have made that cut.
Really?
I probably passed about 3 levels of it. Maybe.
Okay, fair enough. And then just think, if you'd entered the competition like that and you hadn't got through, we would never have had do you know what I mean?
That's right, you know?
And you're very good at miming piano playing as well, I have
Thank
to say.
You.
It's
Thank
all
you.
Right, 5 times on top of the pop, ladies and gentlemen. Daniel Powter. Well, look, Daniel, Under the Radar hits the shops today.
Mm-hmm.
It's out. Downloadable, I'm sure, from iTunes, probably.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, who knows?
I don't know.
I don't know either. Just take the money from Right Guard. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Heat.
Okay, that's it for our very first Hot or Not Hotcast. Don't forget, Hot or Not's back live on Monday evening on Heat Radio from 7 p.m. We'll be joined live in the studio by Avid Merion's latest creation, Keith Lemon. That should be interesting. And all our usual guests from Heat Magazine. Thanks for downloading me. See you soon. I'm now going to buffer.
Go. The Hot or Not Podcast is available every week from heatradio.com. Catch the two-hour radio show with Andy Peters, Mondays from 7 p.m. But before then, get a bigger celebrity fix. We're on DAB Digital Radio, Sky 0179, Freeview 714, and at heatradio.com.